Good morning.
From Eat Vermont. We love your Instagram.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you in here because you have this new startup that you're working on.
Food is all about community, right? Breaking bread.
Yes.
And so, but if you go out to eat somewhere, ideally, you want to have a communal experience, just in the sense that you're eating next to other people. And then you want to know the people who work there. You want to know the people who own the place. So Vermont food is so special for so many reasons. And I think everyone listening can probably agree with that. But Vermont food is also one of the hardest places for a small business owner to succeed. That's where my passion comes from. My passion for this comes from the fact that food is something that brings people together, and I love people.
Yeah.
And so it's just, how do we bring people together? And it's around food, Vermont food specifically. So that's where this all came from. One of the things we're doing with Eat Vermont is trying to solve the problem of information. And a simple thing here, if you want to take a day trip from, let's say, Burlington down to Barrie, you're going to pass from Burlington through Richmond and Waterbury, through Middlesex, through
Montpelier. Just drive straight
there. You're going to drive through. Mm-hmm. But now, you might know of where you want to go, the Meltdown, let's say, in Barrie.
Yeah.
It's a great grilled cheese spot.
Yeah, that's where we're headed, right?
Okay, we're going to the Meltdown.
Yeah.
You say, well, what if we made a day out of it and we stopped in a few places? Well, if you wanted to find information or going-ons in each of these different communities, Waterbury, Stowe, right? You have to go through five or six different chamber websites and different specific businesses. And yes, you can Google, but you're clicking in, clicking out, trying to find all of these different things along the way and trying to piece together information. What's going to work with my dietary needs? What's actually open on a Tuesday?
Right. You just drive around and get lost and hope to stumble on something, right?
Exactly. All of a sudden, you're doing a college research project, right?
Yes,
and all you wanted to do was just drive to Barrie and stop along the way and support small businesses and have a great experience.
Yeah.
And you might not know that there's this great festival happening in Middlesex because it's a mile off the interstate. So you may not know that's happening unless you happen to look up what's going on in Middlesex. So the idea is when we build this membership, we'll be able to keep your data private. And this is why we're doing paid memberships instead of ads, because then we have to sell your data. That's what ads mean.
Got
right?
it. Okay. Got
and
it.
So we don't want to do that. I want to honor people's privacy and protect their data. So we made this a membership-based community where you can put in what is your location, what are your dietary needs, and so forth. And so some of these were built out, and some of these we're building in coming weeks and months, right? But the idea is that we're going to make Vermont food fun, we're going to make it robust, and we're going to make it relevant.
Okay, so how do we get this done? Like, when's it going to be ready? What do you need from us? And how do we get our hands on this? Because I just want to hit one button for my day trip and have just this list of things pop up for me.
Right, and the other thing is maybe you want to get tags of like, oh, if you are gluten-free, you're going to like this place because they cater to gluten-free
items. Oh, that's awesome.
Yep, exactly.
And so this is exactly the type of thing that we're building out. So where we are right now is the Apple Store is live in the App Store. The Apple app is live in the App Store, right? We have a website up right now, eatvermont.com, and this is where you can sign up to be a member and get access to everything. And so the membership is going to be $8 a month, which is a coffee a week.
Right.
$2 a week.
It is literally coffee a day for me.
It's less than Netflix,
I mean, look, if you get a latte.
But you're doing all the work for us.
We're creating these partnerships around state to make sure that we're covering information from all around the state. Off my videos nowadays by just reminding everyone to eat Vermont.
Go online at eatvermont.com, is
it? That's right, yeah. Eat Vermont everywhere.
And thank you for the goodies from Nest in Essex.
Thank you for having me.